I'm going to trust in the Lord. Thank God for that song, even though it's an oldie, but it's a good, good song. You know. Thank God for each and every one that is here. I thank God for Elder Rod's prayer earlier. Because, you know, we must pray one for another. We can't just think about ourselves, but we got to think about each other. We have to defend one another. We have to hold up one another. And today, if I would pick a subject, it would be trust in Him. Amen. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. First of all, let's look at a very familiar passage. Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs 3. And we're going to look at verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I'm going to read that one more time. Trust in the Lord. We can always trust in God when everything's going well. We can always trust in God when we have no issues, we have no problems. But can we trust in God when things aren't going well? Can we trust in God when we're sick? Can we trust in God when we're having financial issues? Can we trust in God when things aren't going our way? Can we trust in God when it doesn't seem like there's no place to turn? But you know what? We can always turn to God. We can always turn to God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Let's turn to Jeremiah, verse 9. And verse 23 says, Jeremiah 9, verse 23. And we're going to look at verse 23 and verse 24. Okay, let's look at that. This one in the NIV. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. Verse 24 says, but let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. You know, sometimes we think, well, I have this or I have that, so I don't need God. I have this or I have that, I don't need people. But you know what? We always need God. Because number one, what can we do by ourselves? I can't make myself breathe. I can't make myself wake up. I can't give myself oxygen. Only God can do that. Only God can wake us up each morning. We think because we go to sleep one way, we're going to wake up the same way. That's not necessarily true. There's been so many cases of people that don't wake up that next morning.
Yeah.
Or if they do wake up, they could be in a coma. We don't know. We don't know what happens to people, but it can happen to any of us. That's why we should always be thankful and thank God for each and every day of our life. Thank God for who He is. Thank God, because if it wasn't for the Lord on our side, where would we be? If it wasn't for the Lord on our side, would we be here today? We could be like some of these individuals, the gunshot victims.
Yeah.
It's only by the grace of God that we're not in those situations. It's only by the grace of God that things that are bad are not happening to us. And even if things that are bad happens to us, we have God on our side. As Sister Jamie was talking earlier, she asked for prayer for her friend who had the issue with the flu and the bowel issue and some other things. So we prayed for that friend on Wednesday night. And Sister Jamie said, the surgery went well and she's on the road to recovery. That's only because of the grace of God. When we pray, let's not just pray for ourselves. Let's pray for one another. That should be a continual thing in our minds, to pray one for another. And I just thank God that because of His great love for each and every one of us, He keeps us alive. He keeps us with our right mind. You know, these people that, like I was reading in Jeremiah, sometimes people think because I got this or I got that, I don't need anybody else. But that can be taken away in so many different ways. We can all of a sudden not have our right mind. We're not even going to be thinking about that. Because, number one, we don't have a right mind. It's only because of the grace and the mercy and the love of God that we are where we're at today. And I praise God for that. You know, our thoughts and our prayers should be, Lord, place me in Your hands. Lord, place me in Your hands. It's hard to do that, because if we tell God to place us in His hands, that means we got to give up stuff. And it's hard to give things up. Man, if I'm in His hands, I got to do His will. If I'm in His hand, I'm going to be praying for other people when I need to be doing other stuff. But we need to place ourselves in His hands. Let's look in Matthew. First, we're going to go to Proverbs 16th chapter. And verse 3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. We were just talking about that. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Okay, all of a sudden our thoughts aren't our thoughts. Our thoughts are God's thoughts. Our thoughts are what God wants us to have and wants us to do and wants us to be. And let's turn to Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? So we can't think about things that we have no control over anyway. We have to put that in the hands of the Lord. Let's go to Philippians. We're going to look at chapter 4. Verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God knows what we need. He just wants us to admit that. He wants us to say, Lord, I'm in your hands. Lord, I can't do anything about it. Lord, I'm giving myself to you. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's why it's easy to trust in God if we're letting him control us. It's easy to trust in God if we're giving him ourselves. It's easy to trust in God when we're not trying to do it ourselves. Finally, brethren, this is verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Our problem is we have so much to do in our lives that we cannot think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us. We don't have time for our soul to cry out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me, because I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, no, this is more important. I can do that later. I'm just so glad that he don't say, should I wake him up this morning? Oh, I forgot that. Oh, sorry. We just don't know. That's why if you put yourselves in his hand, he will reward you. If you put yourself in his hand, he will take care of you. If you put yourself in his hands and trust in him and give it all to him, he'll reward you. Verse 9 says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last, this is Paul speaking, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. If we need something and we don't have it at that time, we still have to trust in God. We still have to trust in God, because God will take care of us. I know both how to be abased and know how to abound. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So when we're hungry, as Brother Mark was talking about earlier, when we're hungry, God knows that. But God knows how to fill us, how to fill us. And he knows how to supply our needs. Our problem is it's hard to suffer need. It's hard to be hungry and not blame somebody. But we can't blame God because God knows our needs. And verse 13 says, and this should apply to all of us, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Can't do it by myself, but I can do it through Christ. Can't do it with the help of somebody else, but I can do it through Christ. Can't do it on my own, but I can do it through Christ. That's why we have to give Christ our life, and we have to continue trusting in him.